who I found, she, I'll tell you about her.
Okay.
So she was born December 19th, 1990, so not much older than us.
No.
In Rockville, Maryland, which is very near to Washington, D.C., to Sudanese parents. And so in her bio, like on her website and also in the Poetry Foundation, it describes her as Sudanese by way of Washington, D.C., which
cute.
I like that. Yeah. She is a poet known for her written and spoken poetry, like spoken word poetry.
Mm-hmm.
She earned her bachelor's from NYU's Gallatin School of Individualized Study, and she earned an MFA in poetry at the New School. So she spent some time in New York City.
Yeah.
Her work has appeared in several journals and anthologies, including The Breakbeat Poets, New American Poetry in the Age of Hip Hop, which was published in 2015, and Women of Resistance, Poems for a New Feminism, 2018. I want to read both those books just from the titles.
Absolutely.
I saw those and I was like, all right, I'm going to get those. Two things that I need to buy. And some other publications that she's been in include Poetry, Callaloo, which I don't, it's a some sort of periodical or journal, I think. Academy, and she's been a part of Academy of American Poets Poem a Day series.
Oh, I subscribe to that podcast.
Poem a Day. Mm-hmm. She's a founding member of SLAM NYU, the 2012 and 2013 yes. National Collegiate Championship team. And she was a 3-time member and former coach of the DC Youth Slam poetry team.
So cool.
Yeah, I think that's really awesome. El Hilo's poetry has been translated into several languages, including Arabic, Japanese, Estonian, Portuguese, Slovenian, and Greek. And she has been commissioned by Under Armour and the Bavarian State Ballet. And I wanted to look up, I didn't watch the actual commercial yet, but for Under Armour, she was commissioned to write a poem for their Unlike Any campaign, which I'll probably post the video for that on there. It was some skier, I think, that she like had written a poem about.
Nike, you said?
Under Armour.
Under Armour.
Yeah. She was the co-winner of the 2015 Brunel International African Poetry Prize and has been listed in Forbes Africa's 30 Under 30.
Wow.
Yeah, she was awarded the Ruth, I think was what that was supposed to be. Ruth Lilly and Dorothy Sargent Roseberg Poetry Fellowship from the Poetry Foundation in 2018. She's a recipient of the 2016 Silerman First Book Prize for African Poets, the 2018 Arab American Book Award. She's been a Pushcart Prize nominee and received a special mention for the 2016 Pushcart Prize.
Wow, she's like 29.
And she's only had one full collection published.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Her fellowships and residencies include Cave Kamen, The Conversation, Space on Ryder Farm. Her full-length collection, her one full-length collection that she's, like, yeah.
Getting all this
Well, and for. A lot of her prizes, she's gotten a lot of things from before her, so
right,
her first
like
collection,
things,
well, yeah, so her first collection, The January Children, which I definitely had heard of, I think, beforehand, but it's called The January Children, that was published in 2017. And a lot of her awards and fellowships and all this stuff were, like, in 2015, 2016, mm-hmm. like, all this, so she's gotten not a lot of, like, acclaim even before her own, like, first collection came out. She had several chapbooks, so she has, one was Ars Poetica, came out in 2016, A Suite for Old Dirty, came out in 2016, Asmarani, came out in 2016, so she did a lot in 2016.
Yeah, busy lady.
And then The Life and Times of Susie Knuckles came out in 2012.
Cute.
And then, so in her full-length collection, The January Children, she explores themes of belonging and identity, particularly in terms of migration and nationality. Other themes include love or its absence, men from their prowling nature to their unmet desires. Mm.
Tell me more.
Yeah. So I will tell you more by reading her poem. So this one is actually from her it's one of her poem a days. It's from February 13th, 2019, so very recently.
I was probably listening to it, and I didn't even know it.
Maybe, yeah. So it is titled 1,000, like,
the number.
It's the digits 1000. My roommate 1 year in college would say of my smallness that any man who found me attractive had a trace of the pedophilic. And I would shrink, newly girled, 21 with my eyebrows plucked to grown-up arches, sprouting back every 3 weeks in sharp little shoots. Already men have tried to steal me in their taxis, corral me into alleyways of the new city. Already the demand for my name, though no one ever asks how old I am, though no one ever did. I feel like creaking and ancient in the repetition of it all. I feel my girlhood gone for generations. My entire line of blood crowded with exhausted women, their unlined faces. Frozen in time, with only a thickness about the waist, a small shoot of gray to belie the years. I make up names to hand to strangers at parties. I trim years for my age and share without being asked that I am 15, 17. And no one blinks. No one stops wanting. I am disappeared, like all the girls before me, around me, all the girls to come. Everyone thinks I am a little girl, and still they hunt me. Still they show their teeth, and I am so tired. I am 1,000 years old. 1,000 years older when touched.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's some heavy shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And her form is very interesting too. So it's like free verse, but in all of the poems that I've seen, she uses space, like spaces between, like she spaces between her words in her stanzas.
Right.
And then also I've seen some where she like lines up her stanzas very interesting, where she'll have like parallel things going on, and she uses the visual of it very interestingly. Sort of similar to Lawrence Ferlinghetti, I feel that we talked about last week, and other poets that we've had. But, and this poem I just thought was so powerful because it's, like, it covers so many different things about, right. like, men making assumptions about women and whatever, and also men, when they hear the age of a woman, that she's not necessarily a woman, she's still a girl, she's 15 or 17, and still they're like going after her.
Yeah.
And also the whole like predatory thing of men trying to corral her or get her into alleyways and all this stuff.
Yeah, the metaphors were huge in this one.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the
mm-hmm.
the imagery was every time I go out in New York, you know, not me specifically, but like I see those girls, you know, mm-hmm. like I see those men hitting on girls that are clearly not interested, regardless of if they're, you know, 15 or 16 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like it's predatory. It really is.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. And also just the whole idea of like, of looking younger than your age and what
right.
that like gives you as far as perspective and everything and how you go through life and how you can make those observations and be like, yeah, maybe I'm 23 or whatever. I don't know however she was old she was at the time that she wrote this, but it's like maybe someone's 23 but looks like they're 15. And
right.
then it's like, how disgusting. It's like this person might like know that they look like they're 15 or 13 or
whatever.
17 or whatever,
right.
and be like, that's gross.
Yeah.
Like, I look like I'm this young girl, and this
You're
guy
still...
is, like, an adult, and, yeah.
It's creepy as fuck, is
yeah.
what it is.
So, yeah, that's that poem. And I love the ending lines. I'm so tired, I'm 1,000 years old,
right.
1,000 years older when touched.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No. Yeah.
I really liked that she didn't seem like, you know, she seemed like it was a burden, obviously,
mm-hmm.
but like she didn't sound helpless you know,
mm-hmm.
like it was, I appreciate that
yeah.
she's like, I'm fucking pissed that
mm-hmm.
men are like this
yeah.
and that people treat me like this just
mm-hmm.
based on how I look.
Right.
Which like, regardless of if it's an age or a, you know, like an age thing, you know, whether or not you look your age or whatever. I mean, like, we can all sort of appreciate that. I don't want to be judged by what I look like
yeah.
first, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And yet, that is how we
Go through life.
And mm-hmm. I mean, in any walk of life, I think it's been especially amplified by our career choice. But yeah. I mean, it's constant everywhere for everyone.
Well, and I feel like we especially notice it too, living in the large metropolitan area where you're surrounded by so many people in such a small space.
Right.
And
we're really exposed to it.
It's magnified. Yeah. I feel like it puts living in a place like this, I feel like, puts humanity under a magnoscope. Like, you just are
a magnoscope. A magnifying glass?
Yeah. I was like,
what's a magnoscope?
That's the word I was trying to say. What are you trying to say?
I know microscope and magnifying glass, but never have I ever heard magnoscope.
Never have I ever.
Magnoscope.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I feel like living in a big city like this puts everything under a microscope. It magnifies everything. I think I was trying to say magnify and microscope at the same time.
Yes, a magnoscope.
A magnoscope. Just because it's like so many people in such a small area. And so all of those little things that you might not notice so much in a rural area where you're just not interacting with people.
Right.
You deal with on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
And I mean, I just thought about this. Had to deal with a predatory, gross man
the other day.
That was one of the worst experiences. Like, it was a very short, very whatever, but it was so
creepy. It's not whatever. He invaded in your safe space, which is uncalled for, no matter what the circumstances.
So nothing, I'm okay. Just a guy was talking to me and looking at me very strangely. Yeah. So no one worry. No one just touched me or did anything, but it was just
like typical very New York.
Creepy and someone that was clearly not in his right mind is always
it's scary. Sucks.
Yeah.
Really does.
But on that note,
that is a really great poem, and and what a strong voice.
Oh yeah.
For someone, I mean, I'm gonna say so young, but like, she's older than me, but still, it's like, you know, for somebody.
But she feels so young because it's like she's only a couple years older than us, and I feel young still.
Right. Yeah. But you know, for somebody who's. She's probably lived a lot.
Oh, yeah. Especially coming from...
just her background.
The assumptions that people make and everything.
Right?
Living in today's society, yeah.
So, I mean, good on her for letting it be her power instead of letting it define
making
her.
Art from it. Yeah, absolutely. She has... she's another... I mean, all of these people. But she had... I had a hard time choosing what poem I wanted to do because just so many of them are really, really amazing.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, that was Sophia and Naomi.
Amazing. Great job.